Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
Today I want to talk about structure and scheduling and making time for yourself. I am one of those people who loves structure, but I kind of also try to avoid it at all costs. So I'm really great at strategy and finding better ways to work and putting in new systems and all that kind of jazz. But what I'm terrible at is not consistency, because I do certainly have consistency in killer copy, but consistency when it comes to sticking at things long term. I wonder if you know that feeling. And I feel like I really need some structure. You know, if you were to ask me how my day looks, it's really been thrown into a huge spin since I've had my daughter. And really, I have sometimes a couple of hours to work on my business a day, except for 2 days a week when the lady is in our family daycare, and then I have a few more hours. But what, you know, so I think like the structure has been really hard for me because I haven't had a lot of structure in my life, and it's very difficult to have structure when you have tiny little kids around. And really how my day looks right now is something comes across my desk and I deal with it, and you know, and then the lady, well, I deal with it in the lady's nap time. So she goes down for a nap, I'll deal with all the urgent outstanding stuff, and if I have time I'll catch up on some accounts, but there's not a lot of time for business development, although I have kind of outsourced a bit of that stuff to create systems so that, you know, then I don't have to be working in my business so much. So, but I'm not finding time to work on my business either. The other thing I'm not really finding a lot of time for is me. You know, on the days where the lady is in care, I have between 9:30 and 4. And right now, as it stands, I rush home, I do everything that's on my plate, and then I sit there procrastinating until 2 o'clock in the afternoon when I come down, hit the beach for an hour and a half before picking her up. And this is kind of a non-negotiable of my days off. I need that time to walk on the beach because it's kind of like it's kind of like the time where I do work on the business, you know, because I'm walking along and I'm clearing my mind, finding clarity, finding some space, and in there is the answers that I need to implement into my business or have other people implement into my business. This hour and a half, actually probably the most productive hour and a half that I have. I probably get more done in this hour and a half than I do the entire rest of my week. You know, I guess like for most people, an hour of a work day is, in a business, is kind of what they're striving towards. It's not bad, is it? Like working 1 or 2 hours a day. But that has taken a lot of work to get to that point, you know, a lot of work and a lot of systems and a lot of procedures and, you know, really knowing or really looking at the best way to leverage my time, because my time is so important these days, more so than it ever has been. Yeah, but what I'm really lacking is that structure. And I wonder how I can implement a bit of structure into my day when each day can be so different. And I think what I'll have to do is just create structure in the days that I have to myself. And perhaps I work in a night or two to develop this new business. But I think I really need to be structured in. So this, you know, from 9:30 till this time, this is what I do. And from this time to this time, I spend working on this. And between this time and this time, I have lunch, you know, because I don't do that currently. I get to 2 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm like, oh, I'm starving. And then I just slice off 3 pieces of sourdough and inhale them. And a cup of coffee, you know, as a chaser. I want to have more structure, you know. I want to have, like, so that I know what I'm doing, when I'm doing, so I'm not constantly chasing my tail around. And two days of structure is better than none. So there's a couple of points here that I want to drive on home. One is, you know, have a look at the way you're working right now. Is there ways that you could work smarter, work better, leverage your time, create some systems and structures to help you stop working in the business so much and, you know, look at outsourcing some parts of it to give you a bit more freedom? That's difficult in the first early days because you really do need to be, unless you have some money behind you or you've had kind of rapid growth, then it's kind of hard to implement outsourcing. You really do have to do it all on your own for a while, and then you can, you know, but it's good to have an idea, regardless of where you're at right now, to have an idea of where you want to be, so that then you can, you know, okay, now it's time for me to hand this off my plate, or now it's time for me to enlist this kind of help to get to the next level. And the next point is, I think structuring your time is, you know, really a fantastic thing to do, so that you know when you need to be working on what parts, you know, so you can have a part of your day where you know, you could schedule your week so that you have Friday afternoon, you do your invoicing and accounts and you schedule in a couple of hours to do that, you know, or you have a couple of hours, this is a good one, have a couple of hours scheduled in to follow up on old clients or jobs that you've quoted on, or, you know, have a time where you look at new opportunities, you know, have a time that's for, specifically for coming up with a marketing plan, you know, so you schedule your week out so that you know what you're doing and when, so that you're not fucking around, you know, wasting time on Facebook because you don't know what to do now. Or you're not, you know, if someone rings you and they're like, oh, do you have this invoice? You can say to them, the accounts person will be looking at that kind of stuff on Friday. We'll get back to you then. And maybe schedule in some time to reply to emails if you have to. You know, so you check your emails at 11 and 3 each day. You know, schedule in that time. But most importantly, make sure you schedule in time for you. Time to exercise. Because exercise is so important to your well-being. Even if it's just going for a walk to clear your head, use your business day. Use your time in your business. Like, don't look at those things like walking or exercise as things outside of your business, incorporate them in. Because you become so much more productive when you are fit and healthy and when you've had the space to clear your mind. You know, I remember when I used to run, it was just so amazing. I would bring my problems to the beach and I would pound them out on the sand. And by the time I had finished, I had either let go of it or come to some kind of resolution, and I found clarity. And if I hadn't done that, I would have been sitting in my office stewing on something, which would have stopped me from actually acting on the things that I needed to act on anyway. You know, if you can think of an hour walk or a fitness class as your time to work on your business, you know, even if you go to the beach and you walk with intent, you know, you walk with the intention of coming up with ideas for your business, and you record some ideas into your iPhone, or you use that time to, you know, come up with a plan for things that you want your VA to implement in the next 10 days. You know, you could record a little voice memo of you listing out all the tasks that you need to do and take it back and get someone like rev.com to transcribe it for you, or just send it to the person in your company that needs to hear whatever you've recorded. You know, think of exercise as one of the big, you know, the big parts of your business. We make time to do accounts. Hopefully you are. If you're not, then you really need to look at that, because I have done that, where I've procrastinated on invoicing and I've procrastinated on looking on the accounts at the accounts, and I can tell you, it gets you nowhere fast. So, you know, if you look at those, if you look at exercise as a really important part of your business, I think it'll make a huge difference. Anyway, that's all I've got today. Until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.